Social media has seen some serious topics this week. Mike Barry is with The Guardian US. Mike, start for us with the shooting at Umpqua Community College. You spoke to us after the shooting at the church in Charleston, South Carolina. What stood out this time?
What I thought was really interesting about yesterday, I happened to see an Instagram search just about 45 minutes after the shooting news broke for Oregon. And the hashtag was filled with a sort of an outpouring of grief and support. That's something that we often talk about when we talk about social media and news and social media, is that people express their emotions or they respond to emotional prompts on social media when it comes to the news. Yesterday, President Obama was really railing against that.
Yeah.
He was really saying, let's get angry. He was pulling a completely different emotional string in viewers and listeners with his speech, trying to get people to essentially wake up. And interestingly enough, the video can serve as sort of a badge for gun control activists or people who believe that gun laws should be changed to take that video and sort of put it on social media themselves.
And are they doing that? Are they taking President Obama's video?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there are two camps right now, people who feel sadness and people who feel anger about what's been going on and about sort of the phenomenon of gun violence in general. And they're taking that video and saying, this is also how I feel. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. And the words of President Obama embodied it.
Well, there's another hashtag getting a lot of attention. This is hashtag shout your abortion. Now, your paper has reported on this. This started on September 19th. A woman named Amelia Baunow posted on Facebook that she'd had an abortion at Planned Parenthood in Seattle. What she and her friend Lindy West wrote an op-ed piece for The Guardian. What they wanted to do was certainly not celebrate this, but take it out of the arena of shame and change the conversation on the part of women who were choosing abortions. And a lot of women did respond and talk about their painful decisions, but also the fact that they appreciated they had the choice. Well, then what happened?
What ended up happening was, while there was a tremendous amount of response in favor of this hashtag and women talking about their abortion experiences, there was also a tremendous amount of online harassment. Mm-hmm. And the woman who started this hashtag, or who first talked about her abortion, she is now in hiding. Mm-hmm. This is a phenomenon that is incredibly important when we talk about social media and the news. It's a phenomenon that happens to women journalists, women who write on the internet for a living or for pleasure as part of their communities. When we talk about how women are talked about on social media and, you know, consequently in the news, we also have to talk about how women are shamed and are harassed in disproportionate numbers relative to other people on the internet. It's not simply people write on the internet and other people, because of the anonymity that the internet affords, attack them. It's that women in particular, talking about women's issues, face harassment at a level that's just simply not seen with other groups talking on the internet.
Well, let's have a last note, because we need it. It's a serious topic that turned ridiculously silly. This is comedian John Hendren, who, how to say this? He has a Twitter handle that perhaps reflects his attitude towards life. We're told we can say it. @fart. And so he was being interviewed about Edward Snowden, who famously went on Twitter for the first time this week. And what happened?
Mr. Hendren talked about Edward Scissorhands. And the clip itself is such a beautiful, shareable piece of content on social media. It's a 2-minute long video of the anchor talking about Snowden, Mr. Hendren talking about Scissorhands. And they were basically talking past each other.
Just because he was created on top of a mountain by Vincent Price and incomplete with scissors for hands and no heart, Edward Scissorhands is a complete hero to me.
But what about the choice that he made to live in a country like Russia?
I mean, where else is he going to go? You know, we cast him out. Like, we got scared when he poked a hole in a waterbed with his scissor finger. Like, that was just unreasonable of us.
Well, John, I appreciate you giving us your opinion. Thank you.
No, thanks.
What this is essentially a masterful use of what social media is. He created his own meme, and it was able to travel all over the internet. A million websites picked this up. A million people were talking about it. In my own newsroom, I just happened to walk past somebody's desk, and they were laughing uncontrollably, and I asked them what's going on. I mean, that's the very nature of how people try to self-promote on the internet. And here's a guy practicing his craft expertly.
Mike Barry is head of audience for Guardian US. As part of that, he monitors social media. Mike, thank you.
Thank you very much.